This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors, and you'll be able to see it as soon as they get the website up at USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Matt is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Rick,
yeah, I like you too, Vincent. I love your laugh in the morning. It puts a total better spin on things. Really.
Well, Rick, we're going to be doing something that we haven't done in quite a while. We're going to be talking to students and their teacher, and we're going to answer some science questions today. So there are five of us on this broadcast class today. There's Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There's our homeschool teacher, and her name is Missy, and she has brought with us her 11-year-old son, Matthew, and he's a fifth grader, and her fourth grader, Mason, and he's 9 years old. So we're going to be discussing what homeschooling is, why homeschool, the questions that homeschool mothers are asked as they go about their daily lives, and we're going to have our students, Matthew and Mason, ask questions of Dr. Richard Allen Miller, science questions. Welcome, Missy. Did we lose Missy?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Missy.
There you are. Good morning.
I'm here.
It's great to have you on the broadcast classroom with us. If you could speak a little closer to your speakerphone, that would be wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
That's perfect.
Okay.
So Missy, you are you're sitting with your two boys.
Yes, I am.
Matthew and Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew is a fifth grader, 11
yes.
years old. Welcome, Matthew.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Matthew.
Cool.
And
cool.
Mason is a 9 year old fourth grader.
Hello.
Welcome, Mason. Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
So what we're going to do is learn about homeschooling. So, Missy, we're going to use first names only to protect your boys. And let's start with this. Homeschooling is something that not all parents are interested in doing. What went into your decision to homeschool? You and your husband had to think about it. What made you decide to homeschool your two boys?
Well, it's an interesting story. My husband wanted to homeschool from the very beginning, and I was against it. I wanted my kids to just go to the local school, and it's really close. We could bike ride there and, you know, have a, you know, fine schooling experience. But when my older son entered first grade, I noticed he had problems with English. Math was always fine, but English he always had issues with. And throughout the school year, we eventually diagnosed him. He has dyslexia. So we brought the issue to the teacher and eventually had one of those meetings with a bunch of the teachers and the principal to figure out what to do for him. And I brought in this big report that is documented. He does have dyslexia. And they basically told me it was not true. And so I knew either I was had a big fight ahead of me, or I could just pull them out and educate them at home. And that's what I chose to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started homeschooling your children, did their friends seem to drop off? Did you lose contact with some of their friends that they just didn't associate with every single day?
Yes, I did. They did lose contact with those friends, but they have made many other friends in our homeschooling environment. Homeschooling, it's not as easy to find the other homeschoolers because we're all at home, but if you search it out, you'll be able to find those groups, and we have found a wonderful homeschooling group that they have made friends there.
They're like a networking kind of thing.
Yes. It's just hard sometimes to find them, but where I live, there's a lot of homeschooling businesses that sell curriculum and have classes for homeschoolers. So when you go there, and then if you talk to some parents, then you can find the group through
that.
That's
how you got your network started then.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's probably what, for a more of a socializing, where they learn how to get along with other belief systems and things of that nature. Is that why you're...
Well,
you understand where I'm going with that?
I do. The socialization issue question that always comes up with homeschoolers, which I find quite funny because it's a non-issue, really. If you think about it, in public school, you're in a classroom with kids all your same age. Well, in life, you're not going to have friends just exactly your age. So that already is not, quote, normal. And then you're in a class where you're have bells telling you when you can get up and when you can do this and when you can have recess and when you can socialize. Homeschoolers, they're socializing anytime we leave the house. When we go to the farmer's market, they're socializing with the vendors there, you know, purchasing items. And when we go to the grocery store, they're socializing there, you know, seeing other people move about their day. And then when we do get together with our homeschooling group, they're socializing with kids their age, but also we're in a group where we have babies all the way up to high schoolers. So it's family. It's more of a natural environment.
How far do you plan to homeschool your children? How far in grade would you guess? Are you going to take them all the way to college, or are you going to put them in high school? What's your plan?
My plan right now is to educate them all the way through high school. And then if they choose to attend college, then that's their choice. And if they choose something else, they choose something else. But, yeah, all the way through high school is my plan so far.
Are you teaching them computer skills, find their own answers?
They're not really on the computers yet. We're more book people. So we read a lot of books and go to the library, kind of, I guess, old school is what you would say. If we want an immediate answer, I'll help them with that, but they haven't really been on the computers that much.
So there's community colleges that actually teach that to grumpy old seniors like myself. Well, no. I mean, there's, you know, older people, not young kids, older people are not as computer literate.
Right.
And actually, we have a little group here in Oregon called Rascals, and it's anybody over 60 years old. Actually, there's people that are 55. They join this thing. It's like a singles club, except that the orientation is around how to do Windows 7 and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And I remembered when I was a young kid where I was asked to teach a graduate course. I was an undergraduate student, but I was asked to teach a graduate student class how, you know, about plasmas or something. And I, what it did to my libido was amazing, you know, that I started to realize. And if you were to place your grade school kids into community colleges with older seniors, you'll find the learning curve is about the same, and it's excellent because what it does for their ego, going outside of the home, taking a class specific on an area that they want to learn, you know, not basket weaving, but you get the idea of photography.
Right.
no idea what it did for me.
Okay.
Make me the monster I am.
Yeah, that's an idea. They do. And homeschoolers, we're not stuck at home all the time. I don't teach every single thing. They also do take classes. They're taking classes in writing and in art. And,
okay, gotcha. Where did they do that?
We have a local, again, bookstore that sells homeschool curriculum, and in that particular store,
gotcha.
They do homeschool
gotcha.
Classes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Do you have Waldorf there or other alternative educational systems?
There are. We have a lot of charter schools around here, and then I do know some people that are doing the Waldorf method, and I think that's more of, you know, parents running it kind of thing. Getting
right.
A lot.
How about that religious aspect? Is that prevalent or is it not as emphasized? How is that working for you?
It depends. We're Christians, so we belong to a Christian homeschool group. But if you're not religious, then there's a lot of groups for you also. So it's,
right.
Religion
right.
doesn't really play a major part. It's just who you associate with. But there's
yeah,
a lot of
I'm just wondering how that works with Seventh-day Adventists, where they don't are required not to do the Pledge of Allegiance, for example. There's a lot of discontinuity in public schools because of the diversity mm-hmm. of students that would come there with belief systems.
Right. Yeah, homeschoolers, we kind of stick together, and you just find friends in a group where you feel comfortable, which usually it's going to be like-minded people that you're going to.
And so those are the ones that would teach art and writing. Is that's where you would find your resource base then?
Well, my homeschool group, my co-op, we're like-minded people. We're a Christian homeschool co-op. That's different than the place that they go to for their classes.
Gotcha.
The place they go to for their classes is a business. It's a store. And they have classrooms in their store. They're a homeschooling family also, so that's how they make their income is they sell used homeschool curriculum, and then they offer classes there. And the teachers.
That's excellent. That's a really interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that existed. I wish that we had bookstores like that here.
Yeah, there's two actually around here. There's one really close to my house, and then there's another one about 20 minutes away.
How big of an environment are you in that would allow that kind of infrastructure? How big is your community?
Oh, probably 100,000 or so. It's, you know, pretty big.
Missy, Rick, we're going into a commercial break. The bell's ringing. And we're going to come back on the other side of this commercial break, and we're going to talk more about homeschooling. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
When I was growing up, my dad, my father was a teacher, and he became a teaching principal. And through his career, he was a principal and an acting superintendent of public schools. And so, as a natural course of things, we enrolled our children in elementary school. And we became involved as parents, and we served on committees. And prior to enrolling our children in school, we interviewed the principal of the school that they'd be attending. And we asked the principal, so how do you determine who is in what class? And he said, well, here's what we do. During the summer, that's the prior summer to the new school year, let's say all the teachers get together, and let's say there are 3 fourth grade classes. What the teachers will do is take all the names of the then-to-be fourth graders, and one teacher will pick the first choice. Then the second teacher will pick her first choice. The third teacher will pick his first choice. And they'll go round robin until all the students have been selected. And the principal gave a term for these students, and he said there are 3 groups of students. There are the red birds, there are the blue birds, and there are the buzzards. And what he was saying is, you know, now this is not my terminology. This is official Virginia elementary school administration terminology: red birds, blue birds, and buzzards. And I said, why don't you put all the redbirds in one class? Because they're going to go at the redbird speed. And why don't you put all the bluebirds in one class, and they'll go at the bluebird speed. And why don't you put all the buzzards in a class by themselves, and they'll go at the buzzard speed. Because the buzzards are going as fast as they can, and they can't catch up with the redbirds. And they're going to hate it. And the redbirds are going to hate it because they're being held back. So why don't we just separate them by their learning ability, and everybody will do better. It's like, no, we're not doing that. So ultimately, we took our children out of school, and we were homeschoolers also. So I just wanted to make sure that there's full disclosure here that Mrs. Finelli and I did homeschool our children. So Missy, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
When you think about homeschooling, it's not, at least in our case, it wasn't regimented. I mean, we did start it, you know, early in the morning, but if the children were up late the night before doing something that we thought was important, they could get up a little later the next morning. But we could go shopping anytime we wanted. And shopping was another homeschool lesson. Are you doing the same kind of thing where when you go shopping, you say, well, this is an 8-ounce can, and this is a 14.5-ounce can, and this is a number 10 can, and let's see, if we buy it in the larger size, let's divide this out and figure out which is the best value in terms of cost per unit of measure. Do you do those kinds of things when you go shopping with the children?
Yes, I do. We do it a lot with produce, you know, how many apples can we buy, or bulk items, you know, peanuts, mm-hmm,
right,
or flour, things like that. But, yeah, we'll have mm-hmm them weigh it and figure out per ounce how much is it going to cost for, you know, mm-hmm, 6 ounces or whatever. So, yeah, we've done that many times.
I'm trying to remember the last time that I saw a busload of students go to a supermarket and compare prices.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't happen, right?
Right, and we do that a lot. We have a farmer's market every week that we go to, and so I'll give the kids, you know, say $20 and say, go find some food. And they know what we like to eat and what they eat. So they'll come back with melons, or, you know, I'll say, go get 3 dozen eggs. How much is it per dozen? How much money do you need? And then I'll even ask them, well, what is the change you're going to get back?
Mm-hmm.
So they can count it when they get the change back to make sure they got the right change. And so we'll do that every week, too.
And then the socializing part is when they get shortchanged and notice it.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're getting that picture of man and the way we are.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and that's socializing also. But, again, it's not just with your age group. You're socializing with a business person. So.
Yeah.
Missy, when we come back, would you tell us what the process is to become a homeschooled mom? What is required of you? Do you have to jump through any hoops? Do you have to have a specific curriculum? Do you have to identify that to the state? Or you just do it on your own and don't tell them? When we come back, let's talk about that.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right.
Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So when we lived in Virginia before moving to Missouri, we homeschooled our children in Virginia. And before we homeschooled them, we had to jump through a few hoops. And the county said, okay, what are you good? Well, first of all, are you qualified? And we said, absolutely, we're qualified. We read the regulations, and you have to have a degree, and we have that. And they said, okay, what curriculum are you going to use? And they put us on notice. What curriculum are you going to use? And we said, well, do you have a curriculum? And the school said, yeah, we do. And they said, okay. I mean, we have a copy of it. And they said, okay, we'll get it for you. They gave it to us. They printed it off. And he said, so what curriculum are you going to use? And we said, we're going to use this. We're going to use yours and more. and at that point,
on it. Yeah.
At that point, there was no challenge because we said, instead of typing it up, we used theirs and we said, we're going to do all this and more. And we did that and more. And we really did. So that's how we handled it at first. And so, Missy, the question we have for you is, what kind of hoops do you go through in your state? And what is your state?
California is my state. And in California, there's three different ways you can homeschool. You mm-hmm. can do a charter school, which means you're at home, but you're accepting funds through the charter. So you do have to meet with a teacher once a month, and they go over what you've been teaching and make sure that you align to the standards. And or you can do a private satellite program, which means you go through a private school, and they help you homeschool your kids there also. Or you can do what's called an independent private homeschool affidavit, which basically you set up your homeschool as a private school.
Mm-hmm.
And then all you do is fill out the form once a year, and you go about your homeschooling. You don't have to report to anybody because you're a private school, so you set your own standards.
What happens with the tax base? And are you taxed for the public school, and or do you have taxes and or other kinds of fees for your homeschooling?
I still pay the public school taxes, yes. So I'm still funding the public schools, but I'm not reaping any benefits from the public school. If I want my curriculum, I have to purchase it because I'm a private school.
So they make a disadvantage on this just slightly in terms of monetary pressure on you.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. It makes it, if I want to enroll my kids in a specific class, like their writing class or their art class, then yes, it comes out of my pocket. I have to pay for that. Now, if you're
can you put your children into specific classes at middle school, you know, like they might have a reading period where your children might show up?
No, not you either have to decide either your child's going to be in public school or they're going to be homeschooled.
Now, they don't allow an exchange like the farmer's market.
No. Now, if you had an IEP, which is an individual education plan for your child, then you are still enrolled in the public school. So you would be able to attend public school, but then also homeschool as well. But then you're still under the umbrella of the public school system.
Like, for example, your children might like to participate in some kind of athletic program that you're not capable of doing at home.
Yeah, well, homeschoolers, we have athletic programs, actually, so that's not really an issue either.
I see.
But not through the public school.
Not through the public school, but there's right. homeschooling moms that have gotten together and said, my kids love to play volleyball, and so mm-hmm. they create a volleyball league.
Mm-hmm.
And it just
right,
kind of
gotcha,
blossomed
gotcha.
From there.
Missy, when our children were homeschooled, we asked if we could use the books that our tax dollars paid for at the public school, and they said no.
Right.
So we said, okay, so we won't do that. And then the public school called us up and said, we're doing the annual testing, and we'd like your children to come and test because they knew our children really were pretty bright.
Right.
And we had them independently tested, and we paid for the test.
Right.
And our children scored in the 99th percentile on these standardized tests. So the public school wanted our children to sit for the test to help raise the test score of the county with our children testing very highly,
mm-hmm.
but yet they wouldn't let us use their books. So we said, can we use the books? And they said, no. And we said, no.
Well, that's Virginia. Imagine that.
Okay,
right.
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, they know that they could benefit from us, but
yeah.
they won't let us use the books that our tax dollars have paid for.
Right.
I'm not talking about keep them. I'm talking about just borrow them for the year, just like every other student does.
You had access to the libraries, though, right?
Not really. No, I mean we separated ourselves from the school system.
Libraries are still supposed to be available to the public, including grumpy old men like me.
You're talking about the high school library?
No, I'm talking about the grade school library.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it, Rick, and I don't know the answer to that, but we decided that if we couldn't borrow the books for the school year, what did we want to do? Why did we want to be involved with the school system at all?
So, yeah, well, there it is, usury.
Yeah.
Punitive damages, that mm-hmm. kind of thing, handicapping you.
Yeah, yeah. So what we did was we built our own curriculum, and then we found some curricula on the internet, and we used that. And there's a really great resource. It's called the
I just found one too, and I'm going to send it to you, Missy, on that little paper I did on your questions and my base responses. I did a couple of surveys on the computer, and there's an incredible wealth of responses to the kinds of questions your children are asking, and programming, you know, in terms of we're going to start you with this level of chemistry. Your 11-year-old's questions are being asked by 13 and 14-year-olds, and your 9-year-old is over the edge. He's, like, way ahead.
Wow.
By the way, in terms of the questions he's asking.
Right.
Well, let's talk about
that. For the record.
Just, if I could say one thing about the testing, too. If you're in a charter school, the charter teachers always try to get you to have your kids tested because that's how they get their money. And mm-hmm. they fool a lot of parents into thinking that it's required, that you have to take these tests. And in California, it is not required. So anytime I ever see a parent, I always say, you do not have to have your child tested, because mine were in the charter system for our first 2 years of homeschooling, and I just wrote a letter, said my kids will not be tested, and that was that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to test your children, even if you are in the charter. At least in California, you don't.
Do you see advantages to the testing? What is the advantages to testing? Does it prepare them for having to perform on call? What would you say are advantages and disadvantages?
The advantage to testing, I would think, is mostly for the parents. If you get to see your child's score, then you feel comfortable, oh, my child is doing okay, or, oh, there's an area that I need to work on with my child.
Gotcha.
I think it's more for the parents. I don't think it really benefits the children at all, except making them stressed and more anxious. At least that's what I see.
Or looking forward to bring it on.
Yeah, if you're that type of child.
Uh-huh.
You know. But more stress than anything, that's what I see from the children's response to the testing.
I think your children are really lucky. You have a very healthy attitude.
Thank you.
We've asked you to work with your two boys to have them write down some questions that they would have, science-type questions for Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Yes.
And what this is doing is this is forcing them to think creatively, to ask the questions that they really want to know answers to, formulate them, and actually begin a little bit of public speaking at a very, very early age. So why don't we introduce Mason, and let's start with his question. Mason, we're glad you're here. Hi, what is your first question for Dr. Richard Allen Miller?
Why is the sky blue?
That's a real common question. I'm looking for my responses because I formed it all out. And you. Okay, here it is. You have seen, do you know what absorption means? In wavelengths, or what the colors mean in Okay, let's try it this way. There's a simple, more common approach. You're familiar with colors of a rainbow, and you know, for example, that the different colors of light come from different wavelengths. You don't have to go into what a wavelength is, but do you understand what a wavelength is or what different colors mean in terms of spectrum?
No.
Okay, well, let's start with heat. When something's hot, what color is it usually? It's red. Hot has always been associated with red, whereas longer wavelengths are more purple and ultraviolet. You can't even see them sometimes. So you don't really need to understand that blue is one of the shortest wavelengths, and it goes through clouds and atmospheres and reaches our eyes a lot more easily than other colors do. Blue is a shorter wavelength, and so it does not get absorbed by things. When you throw, not light necessarily, but anything at a wall, it reflects usually. Unless it's water falling into a big pool, in which case it's absorbed. And the different colors of wavelengths in what we call the visible region, and you can see red and blue and green and orange and yellow, all of those represent bands of wavelengths, and ones that are blue are smaller. That means they're faster.
Rick, we're going into a break. The bell's ringing. And we're discussing why is the sky blue? Mason's question. Fourth grader. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 stew butter and potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 stew butter and potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, we're teaching 4th and 5th grade with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Maybe we are.
So, Rick, we're going to bring it down to...
I realize he doesn't yet have a foundation thing, and that's what I need to do right now is give him some concepts so that Missy can then this next week show him a prism.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you, Missy, to get a prism and actually play with that with him on the concepts of what light is. Now, light, Mason, is a conglomerate of a whole bunch of different wavelengths. And wavelengths, has, if you want to think of it as how fast or how slow they are, that's not exactly true, but think of red as being... It's a longer wavelength. That means it's faster. It's a longer wavelength. When you do in a pool, sometimes you'll see the waves moving, and they're very close together. If the waves are very close together, think blue. And if the waves are spread out, wavelengths from one wave to the next, think of it as red. And when you have all of these frequencies as white going through the atmosphere, certain items that are dense, like a cloud, will absorb or stop shorter wavelengths. In other words, the shorter wavelength has a higher probability of hitting something and scattering or being absorbed. Scattering would mean it hits something and reflects off into an opposite direction or a different direction. That's called scattering. That's why when the windshield's got water on it, and all of a sudden the sun hits it just right, you can't see anything because the light's everywhere. That's called scattering. And the wavelength has to do with the color of the band that you're looking at. And optics in the human eye, we only see in the visible region. We don't see infrared normally, like when something's hot, it's red. You know, that's where you start, like a flame. And then as the flame in the fire changes to a different color, black or orange, that would suggest that you have different temperatures. And that's another way to relate to light, is that the different frequencies are related to the temperature of it. It's not true, but it's a way of looking at it at your age. And I also think you are ready for a ChemCraft chemistry set and a small microscope. That's what I think you should be looking at this stuff, because you're now interested or starting to get interested in a field called optics. And optics is what I loved first. When I was your age, that's what I loved best, was to understand what light was and to play with it with prisms. And you can take a prism and you have a light hit it, white light, whatever, and it will throw a hue off in a spectrum. And the reds are at this end of the spectrum, and the blues are at that end of the spectrum. And the blue lights are the ones that are less absorbed than the red in the atmosphere. And that's why the sky is blue appearing. It's not because of oxygen. That is a secondary thing having to do with white light hitting other kinds of things, including oxygen, nitrogen. They all do different things to light when it hits it. And when, so that's what makes our universe so colored.
Rick, is this the time we introduce Roy G. Biv?
What?
Well, Roy G. Biv, you know, that's how I learned the spectrum. Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet.
I know that one.
I forgot. You were old school.
Hey, we're going into another bell. The commercial break at the top of the hour and the news is coming up. And we are homeschooling. Matthew and Mason. Missy is the homeschool mom. Rick is running the class today. I'm Vince Finelli. Homeschooling 101 with science questions. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.